You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
Good morning and welcome to Voices of the West Side on 80's Giant 90.9. I'm John Easter, and it is, Friday morning, if I add this up correctly. And we're back, and we're having a great show this morning, at least like less than a minute in. But we have a great guest. She'll be joining us here in just a minute, but she has an appointment, so we'll do the big board. Usually we do a little small talk at the start of the show, but we'll go ahead and do the we'll do this early. Up on the big board tonight, we have Ben Davis football. The Giants traveling over to Butler tonight to take on Cathedral. That will start at 7 o'clock tonight, and pregame is at 6 here on Giant 90.9. Bryson Hill, who we'll talk to in the second half of the show, he is on the game tonight with Tyler Stout, so should be a great game this evening. So Giants kick off their and I did it in the open. I think it's the 87th season of Ben Davis football. So, it's coming up tonight. We have coming up next week. It is BD Senior College Planning Night, 5:30 to 7:30 in the Ben Davis Theater. Also coming up early in September, although the date escapes me, is the Indy Westside College Fair, which comes up. And we'll talk to Kiara Cross here in a couple of weeks about that. We have Wayne Township Public Safety Day coming up tomorrow at Sam's Club at Rockville and 465, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that is coming up tomorrow. It's a great day. Lots of free stuff there. Lots of demonstrations. Lots more on that. And, of course, Jeb Barden, we had him a couple of weeks ago talking about that. And, of course, if you're keeping track, it's already getting close to Labor Day. That's September 1st. There will be no school on that day. Alumni Day is coming up October 11th, and something that isn't up there yet is the Out of the Darkness Walk, which we'll talk more about next week here on this show. But without further ado, we bring in our principal of Ben Davis High School, Miss Sandra Squires, with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, and you know you always visit us at least once a year, sometimes more.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the state of the school address.
Oh,
here.
Wonderful.
So we bring you in and kind of talk about what's new and what's happening here at the best school on the West Side. So,
yeah, well, I love it. Thank you for bringing me in.
Well, we always are happy to have you. And, you know, we were kind of talking before we got on here. Both of us have been here a while now.
Yes, yeah.
So it's kind of always fun to kind of look and see how, you know, people always ask. I think when you tell somebody, I tell them, well, I've been here this is my 27th year. And you always get that, well, how has Ben Davis changed?
Yeah, for sure.
Since you got here. So how has Ben Davis changed since you got here?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, I think one of the biggest changes that we've seen is the central part of our building. I remember the first time I stood in the lunchroom, and we had fluorescent lights with like aluminum coating, and it was so loud and so bright. And we had, you know, 700 students in this really small space. And I just remember how uncomfortable I felt. I just remember feeling a little anxious and stressed out just from the noise and the lights and the crowd. And I think at that point I knew I wanted to do something different. And over the years, as we've looked into trying to create some creative schedules, having five lunches was always a block for any kind of creative scheduling. And so for several years, we've had this goal of getting down to three lunches and expanding our lunchroom. And not only have we expanded our lunchroom, I think it's misnomer to say we've expanded the lunchroom. We've expanded the lunch area.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we have the new cafeteria add-on, but then we've also added a new hallway, and so we're able to enclose the whole central part of the building, or the center part of the building, but students can go down the new A hall and have a quiet place to sit. There's new restrooms down there, and we've got the vending machine. Spirit Shop's going to be open soon. We've got many more lines for students to go in, so if a student wants to walk at lunch, they can walk laps. but still be in area, not out of area. And if a student wants to sit and socialize with their friends, they've got plenty of space to do that. Or if they want to sit and quietly eat or work on some schoolwork, they have plenty of place to do that as well. So I think that's been one of the biggest game changers this year, is having that going down to just the three lunches and having a beautiful open space for our students.
Yeah, and it is quite different. I know sometimes when you drive by the front of Ben Davis High School, you know, last year there was the huge construction going on. Some of that is still going on.
Yes.
Out there on where the office area was.
Correct.
Where the main office area was, where the student services office was, is now the main office. But if you drive by, I mean, it looks different, but it looks similar.
Sure.
To maybe what you used to see as you drove by the front of Ben Davis High School. But it is quite different when you step in door one now.
Yes.
So how has that changed?
So door one, another part of our goal was to create a safer entrance for our community and for the school, and a more welcoming entrance. And so, you know, we had a system where we would buzz anybody in because the speaker was so far away from the door. But we wanted a safer entrance, and so we've created a beautiful new welcoming area. We still have to brand it. It's kind of blank right now. It's a blank slate, but we're going to get some beautiful stuff up there. But then we have these amazing speakers. You walk right up to the window, and you can just talk to them through the speaker, and they can talk to you back, and we can help our community without anybody having to actually come into the building. And they've got one glass. If you have to drop something off, they've got a glass sliding door. You can drop it off there. But there's really no reason to have to buzz anybody into the building. So it creates a safer environment for our students and for our staff. It's a beautiful space. We got rid of a good portion of the awning that was out front, and we were concerned. We're like, well, this is where students stand in the rain, right? But we actually put all that inside. And so now if it's raining and you're waiting for a ride, you can wait inside door one, and you'll still be within the security doors, but you can wait inside. So it's a beautiful new area. And then the flow is really, we're getting used to the new flow where you check in. Like you mentioned, we used to have student services over there. And then the deans were in a third office and main office was in a different office. Now we're all together. We've got the deans, we've got the counselors, got main office admin all in one area. So it's a one-stop shop.
Well, and I'm sure that helps you too, because if you need to speak to the dean, you don't have to walk over to a different office. It's all right there for you as well.
Absolutely. It has increased our collaboration and our ability to make quick decisions exponentially. It's been wonderful.
This is Sandra Squire, the principal of Ben Davis High School, with us this morning here on Voices of the West Side. And you talk about that new entryway, because I remember I'm old enough that I'm a student here at Ben Davis High School, graduated in 1993. The old entrance, main entrance, used to be door 23,
yeah,
which is on the other side of the main office. So you come in door one, the door right next to that, I believe, is 23. That used to be the main entrance. And if you walked in that door, you had the main office on the left, and then you turned right and you were in A-Hall.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just walk in the building, turn right, and there's A-Hall. Usually there was a teacher sitting there in a student desk, you know, to kind of direct you, or they used to have teachers do duties out there.
Yes.
So, I mean, I just think about that. And then the way that the building was designed, it was designed most likely in the late 90s, because that's when the construction project started, I believe, for this building in, like, 99 when I got here.
Yeah, I believe so.
So this building was not designed for 21st century. The entryway was not designed for 21st century entry, if
correct,
that makes any sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it is probably nice. Kind of like when they redid the airport.
Yeah.
You got to think of all the things that had happened between the 60s and 70s when they designed the old terminal to now. So
yes, absolutely. Yeah. I just believe it is a much nicer space for community for customer service. So as the community comes in, we can service. We have several people up there helping, and I just think it's just a much nicer welcome to Ben Davis.
It's kind of nostalgic too, because like I was saying off air, that's where the office sort of kind of used to be.
Yeah.
And now that commons area, which you still have the space where the commons area was, but where the media center was, it was on the first floor. Now it's on the second floor, but you still have that space where the commons was as well for events and
absolutely. We still have that space. We will absolutely run events there. What we really wanted to go for, our students are, 16, 17, 18 years old. We wanted the collegiate feel. And so I think that that space offers you, if you walk into a college and there's the food area, the food court area, that's really kind of what we've created in that space.
And you have more service lines, and child nutrition's done a great job.
They've been amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to them for sure.
Sandra Squire's with us this morning. Another initiative that has begun this year has been the Late Start Monday for professional development. So how's that been going?
Oh my goodness. Already we have seen so much progress in just, the first few weeks of our Late Start Mondays. Our teachers have prep periods, but a prep period is when a teacher is getting ready for their lesson. They're making copies. They're doing their planning. The Late Start Monday is for collaboration. This is when teachers can sit down together and say, I've really been struggling with teaching this particular standard, but I saw that your students really achieved well on this standard. How did you get there? What did you do? It's a time to look at data, look at student achievement, and share best practices, and then implement those best practices, and then look more at data to see if they worked, right? The collaboration is huge. Science department, math department just naturally started talking about vocabulary and realized that they were teaching a lot of the same skills, but they were using different vocabulary. This came out of natural conversations with the collaboration, and now they are working together to make sure that students know this is the same skill that you're learning in science, you're learning in math. We just call it something different. So now they're going to call it the same thing so that everybody knows. So just little things like that enable us to increase student achievement through our instructional practices is vital. Also gives administrators time. We sit down with the counselors, with the deans. We're all together to talk about student achievement, to talk about attendance and tardies and processes, and be able to continually improve every day. So it's been spectacular. Our support staff is getting trained. Melissa Edwards came back from her training and talked about it was some of the best professional development she'd ever had.
Yeah, and she's like we've both been here a while. She's been here a while.
Correct.
As well.
Correct.
In her new role as your administrative assistant.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
This is Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. And I know you have other commitments this morning. So if you need to get to that, we certainly appreciate you being with us and giving us time. I know as a principal of a building this size, you're busy, and getting 15 minutes is amazing. So
well,
we appreciate that.
I appreciate it, John. It's been a great start to this year, and appreciate the patience in the community with the Late Start Mondays. I know that our community has had to readjust to that, but I truly believe they're going to see the benefits in the classroom.
And also the six-minute bell or passing period for the students now as well.
Yeah, the six-minute passing period. We had a lot of students who got there in 5 minutes, but we also had a lot of students who had to go find the tardy kiosk and miss more class time. So by taking 1 minute from a class period should actually increase class time, because students aren't going to be looking for that kiosk. It'll be in the class sitting ready to learn. So it's one of those where you have to take a little in order to get more. So we are really happy with how that's working.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks,
once again,
John,
for being with us.
You have a great morning.
We're going to take this short break. We'll come back. We'll have Bryson Hill with us. Talk about some sports casting. This is Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things
doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. We just had Principal Sandra Squire with us talking about the start of the school year. And now we welcome in Bryson Hill.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bryson. How are you?
I'm ready. I'm ready to call a game tonight. That's what I'm ready for.
Second year WBDG student. You were here last year. You got to call a few games, but you're getting set to go now.
I am.
You're in the big chair.
Yeah. I'm in the principal's chair.
Yeah.
So feel honored.
Yeah. You feel that power.
Come on.
But you are one of the two broadcasters who will be calling tonight's game. Tyler Stout also calling the game tonight out at Butler, so that'll be a new experience because I don't believe we've ever called a game from the Butler Bowl. If we have, it's been many, many, many years. So what are your thoughts about just in general sports casting? What do you think people don't know that goes into putting together a broadcast?
I think it's a good question. I think there's just a lot more. I feel like when people think of sports casting, it's just you call what you see.
Right.
Like, you know, you look, oh, so-and-so makes three-pointer, then that's the call. But there's a lot more. It's your preps. It's getting whatever you needed printed out. It's how to get to your spots. And especially for someone like me during basketball season, I was keeping score of a lot of the stats for a lot of people.
Right.
So, like, when someone would make something, I would look down and check. So I think there's just a lot of hidden elements that a lot of people wouldn't understand when it comes to sports broadcasting rather than just doing what's in front of you. So
you're saying you don't just like show up and just start calling the game.
You don't just show up and talk into a mic. There's a lot of just pregame and getting there and everything. It's a lot more than just showing up, like you said.
Yeah, and I think that people don't understand all the work that both you and Tyler have done behind the scenes over the summer, all the things that you've done, because you went to the UIndy
seminar. That's another thing. It's behind those scenes. It's going to those events that'll make you better. It's shooting those emails that you have questions for, that you want more information for. And yeah, it's a lot of those behind the scenes that a lot of people wouldn't understand when it comes to sports casting.
And you're also a busy high school student with a job and trying to navigate your senior year. So what's that like when you're trying to do that plus prepare for a football game?
It's definitely harder, but I wouldn't do it if I wasn't passionate about it. So that's the thing that makes it easy. It would suck if I like came home and was like, oh, I got to prep for this game. I hate doing this, but it's something I enjoy. So wherever the free time lies, whether that's home here, whether that's maybe a study hall at my home school, like I'm doing the prep. I'm looking up what info has been released and all of that good stuff. So yeah, it's definitely not easy, but it makes it easy if you are definitely passionate about it and not dreading prepping or calling the game.
Bryson Hill is joining us here on Voices of the West Side this morning. We're talking about sports broadcasting, and you're a senior at Danville High School, which is, of course, for those who don't know, is out in Hendricks County. So you get up early, you come in here before you would normally have to be at Danville.
Yeah.
You share time between the two buildings. So when you approach Ben Davis football, even though you're calling the game on WBDG with a Ben Davis audience who is expecting you to know everything about Ben Davis, for you, it's like preparing for two away games almost sometimes, especially early in the year.
Yeah, and it is such, I mean, Ben Davis is such a larger scale when it comes to Danville football and school-wise, because Danville is one of the smaller schools, but yeah, it is definitely crazy.
It's growing, though.
It is. It definitely is. They're expanding their football field. They're giving us a real soccer field, which is something I did not have the lenience of when I was playing. But they're building us a new soccer field and expanding our school just in general. So that's exciting. But yeah, it's definitely really, really weird coming from, you know, little small school, then coming over here to where you got to kind of learn everything in quick succession. And I was blessed last year because I had some great seniors that helped me learn and helped me get back into the flow of games, because that's why I think I'm better than I would have been if I didn't have them, for sure. So
right. And I think your debut was early on in the season.
It was
a road game, though, wasn't it?
No, it was a home game. It actually got delayed because of the weather. And it was me. It was on a Saturday. It was at like 1 o'clock. It was that me. It was
Garrett and
Brody.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my first game, which I will say that is something a lot of people don't think about, the difference between going to a two-man to a three-man.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta really get your communication in there of when, you know, you're going to talk like this and so-and-so. Because if you have a two-man booth, it's kind of just like, okay, play-by-play says the call. You say whatever you want to say, like, that was a great run or that was a great blitz or whatever the case might be. And three-man is just a little different. So I think you definitely got to have your specified role.
What will your role be tonight for the game? Are you play-by-play? Or?
No, I'm not. I am color. So
you're doing the color?
I think I'll also be trying to keep stats along the way as the best I can.
Right.
So I have my own little method. It's weird when it comes to sports, because I know some people have like actual pre-filled out charts, and they're like, okay, check off, that's a completed pass. At least for basketball, I used what I call, like, I know you kind of show me, but circles and squares. So
yeah.
If they made it X, check, whatever it might be. So yeah, I kind of use my own stat method. So I'll try my best tonight. But for example, I'll go like 1 for 12. Like,
right.
So,
well, and you bring up a good point with sports broadcasting. And this is another thing I don't think people know or maybe even care about. They just want to hear the game. But when you're putting together your game prep and you're doing that, I mean, it could take a few hours to do your game prep for one game, but you're putting all that together, and then you have to put all that information in some form that works for you.
Yep. And that's why it's so unique and so different. Everyone has their own little way. For example, myself, I like to just use spot charts where I have defense, offense, and I can bounce between, I can look up and down, and just in case, like, I know, so I created my own this time around. Usually I try to find something off and print it, but I created my own for Cathedral and Ben Davis this time around. But I'm also, you know, printing out the rosters just in case. Number 42. I don't have number 42 on there. Who's number 42?
Well, and then you always have those games where it's like 70-7 in the fourth quarter, and they've got the fourth string linebacker in that's a freshman. And, you know, you've always got that situation. That's when you want that roster laying there.
So, yeah, I'll have both the rosters next to me, and that's does make it unique because, like you said, and there's stuff that you may do on your pregame that's never going to get announced.
Exactly.
There's stuff you can have, like, you could have a whole line of, like, stats from last game or last season that Ben Davis may have, and you maybe forget, or maybe it's not the right time to say it, and you either save it for a later broadcast or it's just down in the dirt, you never use it again. So it's very interesting. Like, I have multiple... especially from basketball, because I called a lot more basketball games last year, but I have multiple basketball game stats that I did not end up saying or using at all.
With basketball and football, they're different sports, obviously.
Yeah.
Baseball and softball are different sports.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing play-by-play for soccer, it's a different sport. But for football, I think the analyst has a chance to really shine in football.
100%. I feel like football, you definitely rely more on your other announcers with you, because I mean you could be like so and so completes the pass, and you know that's only his fourth complete. Like, you could be like that, but it's definitely a lot better for the analyst to show what they've been keeping track of and how they've prepped throughout the game. So I definitely think they get to shine a lot more in football compared to basketball. It's and also basketball is more fast paced. You don't really you gotta kind of sneak yourself in there as the analyst for basketball.
Right.
You can't cut off your play-by-play if he's like, and Mr. Easter's ticking it up the court for three, and then all of a sudden you jump in, you're like, yeah, and he has 14 points tonight. Like, usually the stopping points in basketball are dead balls, free throws, and etc. But yeah, it's definitely a lot different, and football's a lot more, you know, you play down, analyst talks. Yeah,
there's definitely a different rhythm.
100%.
Basketball, I tend to tell people that, you know, the play-by-play talks pretty much the entire game. But in football, you probably talk about the same amount because the games are longer. But
yeah,
it's much more of a, okay, you know, so-and-so drops a throw, sets up, fires over, it's caught. Down to the 15-yard line, first down, Ben Davis, first and goal.
Yeah.
Then you stop talking. Then the analyst comes in.
And that's also usually, you know, for those that may not be aware, but that's also your cue as the analyst to start talking is if your play-by-play stops, you never want to interrupt and merge. You
never want to talk over each other.
Yeah, basically.
And you never want to...
That doesn't make a very good broadcast.
Well, and if you're the analyst, you never want to... you know, if there's a big play, you never want to ruin the play-by-play.
Yep. that's a good point because I can't imagine, like, there's a big, like, 80-yard bomb down the field and all of a sudden they're just like, oh, I'm still talking. Like, I have to send this off. But, yeah, it's definitely... It's been a wonderful time. I've really enjoyed the opportunities, and it's something I'm passionate about and something I'm looking to do when it involves my future. So
that's Bryson Hill here on Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. I was looking for some of the old calls. I was going to put them in there, but it doesn't look like any are in the system. That's one of those times when, you know, you're trying to find something on the fly.
Speaking of, Mr. Easter put my he put it on the WBDG that put it on Twitter, my first game I called for basketball, the Shania Curry game winner.
Yeah.
So, which is interesting because, I don't know, I feel like my first game for basketball was better for the football, but, again, different sport, different knowledge.
And you also had a chance to kind of do it.
Yeah, I think I had called maybe two or three games prior to my first basketball game, I believe. If I'm not mistaken.
And you're like, well, I know how to do this. But I was thinking back to this play call. It's 36 seconds. This is 21 years old now, 22 years old. But it was Ben Davis went up to pin. And we use this as the start of Inside Ben Davis Football. This play is on there. But when you hear this call, this, I think, is really good.
Fourth down, last play of the game, barring a penalty. And as they say, Brandon, it all comes down to this. It does. Giants on there. He's on the far sideline. Tom Allen's jumping up and down, getting everybody into it. One play, full house. Corey Nardi under center. It's coming down to this. Who's going to go home 2-0? Corey Nardi! No signal yet. Giants are jumping up and down.
Love that you can hear the crowd.
Yeah. That definitely makes it better.
And we wait. We wait. It's going to come down to the signal. Touchdown, Ben Davis! Touchdown, Ben Davis! The Giants win! Wow! Dramatic fashion.
It's a great call.
It's such a good call.
And another thing that I learned at the seminar was to never, ever assume whether it's an injury, whether it's a call. Like there you heard him say, wait for the signal. Because even though it may look like got in, you don't know until it's actually up. And same thing goes with an injury. Sometimes injuries are a lot more obvious. You could tell if a guy's leg snapped in half. But, like, you don't want to be like...
But you still wouldn't say that on the air.
You wouldn't be like, oh, and he's broken his leg. He's going to be out for it.
It's an apparent leg injury.
Yeah.
As opposed to, he broke his leg.
He's going to be out for the season.
And you do. I mean, that's the thing about sports. And I think, by the way, that was Brandon Earhart and Brandon Earhart and Rob Wook on that call. Really good teamwork there as well.
And also, like you were saying, hearing the crowd makes it, I feel like from a listener standpoint, hearing the crowd makes it feel like you're there.
Right.
It gives a different type of energy than just two guys talking with no surrounding sound, if that makes sense.
I thought they did a really good job kind of putting, like, this is all on the line here. The game's on the line.
It's do or die.
Yeah. And it was just a good call. But we use that at the start of Inside Ben Davis Football. You don't really get to hear, like, the whole thing because we chop it up and put coaching sounds and stuff. But still, I mean, that was an example of what you could maybe hear tonight when you and Tyler are there.
100%. It's going to be a great game, a great call. I'm very excited. This is a very young Ben Davis team.
Yeah.
Not a lot of returners at all. Obviously, Mark Zachary is off to Notre Dame.
Maybe a starter at Notre Dame.
Maybe
too.
A starter.
I mean, talking about that.
Yeah. So I'm very intrigued to see how he will do. I think, spoiler, I think he'll do really good. Yeah, but
I think he will too. Mark will figure it out.
He's a natural. Especially in the very in the two games I called, he's just incredible. I think I called one of the games where he had a just an incredible one-handed catch. So he's just a natural talent.
As good of an athlete as he is, he's also extremely intelligent and he's just awesome on the off the field as well.
Yeah, another thing, he's a great leader, because that was one of the things when I called basketball game. It was one of the first games that Mark was back for his injury, and obviously he was on restricted minutes.
Right.
Because,
and he was a little tentative, I think,
those early games. He didn't want to really, like, re-aggravate it, but he, I know, and I point this out on the broadcast, I remember this, and he, like, it's overtime, it's the game against Brownsburg there, and they're down, and someone misses a free throw, and he's like, everyone else kind of, I don't want to say, like, gives up, but puts their head down. It's like, oh shoot. But then he's over here clapping, telling them to get ready in case it misses again, get the rebound, etc. So, and that's one thing I pointed out during the broadcast. But yeah, he's a great leader and an even better player. So,
well, and I think you bring that up as we're out of time. But I think you bring that up, that the analyst's job is also to kind of look around,
mm-hmm.
so you don't get so focused in on the game that if you see somebody selling popcorn and doing it, you know, in an interesting way, you can somehow bring that into the broadcast. Mm-hmm. Be like, yeah, well, that was a great play, but this popcorn vendor over here, you might have heard him. You know, I mean, you can bring that stuff in.
It's the little details that make a broadcast great as well.
That's why it's color commentary.
Yep.
Because you're bringing color to the broadcast.
100%.
Where it would maybe normally be dull. So, anything else you want to say before we go?
I'm excited. Friday Night Lights are finally back again tonight. 6 p.m. is the pregame. 7 p.m. is the kickoff. Myself and Tyler Stout will have the call. Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Easter.
It should be a lot of fun tonight.
And yeah, I'm very excited.
I'll be back here. I'll be in this spot right here.
One real quick before we go off. Something people don't talk about is when you don't call games, the itch to get back in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like this stretch from March to now August, like that's not easy.
Right.
Like at first you're like, okay, this little break is a little nice, but then you're like, man, I miss calling football. I miss calling basketball, because, you know, especially for me, I'm a huge sports fan. I love everything. I support my teams through and through, and whether it's professional, college, high school. So, yeah, the itch is real, and I'm so excited to get back in the booth tonight.
And another thing that people, you know, by the way, this is WBDGFM HD1 Indianapolis. Another thing that I think people don't understand about calling sports is that this game tonight is as big as a college football game is to somebody on that field, to
100%.
Somebody's grandma who's at home.
This maybe is someone's most important game of their life
tonight. It is. And so, you know, it's Ben Davison Cathedral. It's the first game of the regular season. It may not seem like it doesn't, mm-hmm. it's not a conference game. The loser doesn't, they're not out of the playoffs. But to somebody's going to have a big night tonight. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to have maybe their best game of their career. Somebody's going to make a spectacular play.
Yeah.
And it's you guys, I mean, it's your job
to make them
it happen.
Yeah. So, and also that's another thing with football is it changes like that. I mean,
you could
literally, 1 minute you're on a great momentum drive. You came from your own 10. Now you're at their 10, and all of a sudden,
fumble,
picked off, pick six, whatever the case may be. You're sacked for a huge loss. So football, especially, changes in the blink of an eye. So you have all the momentum 1 second, boom, you get hammered by some big 300-pound dude that takes you back 10 yards.
Yeah, because I don't think basketball changes like that generally.
No, not unless you go on like a crazy like 10-0 run. You start getting crazy, unless you're the Indiana Pacers and you start getting crazy turnovers and whatnot. But yeah, football definitely changes more momentum wise.
I mean, I hate to bring it up, but you look back to Ben Davis and Brownsburg last year. It's a game that changed on a dime.
Yeah,
you know, you're up 35-7, and then Brownsburg's kicking a field goal to win the game, and it's just like that, like you said.
Yep,
it can turn around really fast.
It's the momentum. And the funny thing, because I remember, I can't remember where I was. I can't remember where I was, but I remember Brody West texting us and being like, I'm happy they're going to win this. And then, don't know
I was
about
doing,
that.
I was doing PA that night, yeah.
Yeah, so sports can change in the blink of an eye, and your call's got to change in the blink of an eye too. So yeah, it's just an exciting thing, and I'm very excited to get back into tonight. So
all right, anything else before we go?
I think I'm good. Once again, thank you for having me. 7 p.m. tonight, myself and Tyler Stout.
Thanks also to Principal Sandra Squire joining us in the first half of the show.
I know. I feel...
Yeah.
I feel better.
You know, I think this is the first time we've ever, like, split the show like this.
That's a so part of history.
Part of it's only the second year of Voices of the West Side, but yeah, there you go.
Part of history, but yeah.
We've had guests who've called in. We've had guests who've been on recorded interviews. But I think this is the first time we've ever had a half show with one person and a half show with the other.
Hey, excited to be part of history.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So, thank you. It's an honor.
We'll push the magic button for that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's another Voices of the West Side. Next week, I believe... If my memory serves, who books this show? Me. But I think we have suicide prevention next week because we're leading into the Out of the Darkness walk coming up on September 6th. So I believe next week we have suicide prevention, and I think we may be welcoming back a certain person.
It don't make no sense.
That's all I'll say.
Oh.
That's the clue. I think we may have
some Easter eggs.
I think we may have somebody back.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
So stay tuned for that. We'll talk about that a little more this upcoming week.
The only way to find out is to wait.
That's right. That's going to do it for Voices of the West Side.
To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.